Welcome to MLB from CDA Baseball. I'm your host, James Morris, and today is with me is Campbell. I believe you're a two, maybe a three-time guest. What's
second
up?
Second time.
Yeah. Okay. Well, how you doing? What's up?
Doing good. How are you?
I'm not too shabby, except for I'm doing bad with the Reds, but okay.
Yeah. I don't know. I guess we should probably get right into it then. Let's probably start talking about the Reds.
Well,
just kind of what's been going on.
I guess we could talk about the Reds game because we watched that game together. The Dodgers beat the Reds 3-1, although our pitching did do well. We didn't get much hits. We didn't give up much hits, but we did not get much hits. But
it was a pretty good game from you guys, yeah.
Yeah. But I think we should get, like, on MLB news. Like, there's kind of strange MLB news going on right now.
It's a little wonky.
Yeah, yeah. So, Corey Seager was on base with bases loaded and one out in the fourth inning against the Angels. And they intentionally walked Corey Seager to score a run. And I can maybe see that happening with no outs. But Corey Seager could easily hit into a double play. And I believe that's the third time, it's only happened like three times ever intentionally walk with the bases loaded. Barry Bonds, Josh Hamilton, and Corey Seager, that's only happened with those three players. But what are your thoughts on that? Is that strange to you? Is that worth it if you're the pitcher? Or what do you think about that?
I think it's just like one of those really high risk things. Well, because like you either pitch to the guy, and Corey Seager's like super good, and he could have hit like a double and brought in like he could have emptied the bases on a double, or he could have grounded it to a double play, because I mean there's a 7 out of 10% chance that he doesn't get a hit, and there's a 3 out of 10% chance that he does get a hit, which I think those odds are actually pretty good for the hitter. And I think if I was the pitcher, I'd be pretty angry at my manager, because I'd be like, no, I can get this guy out, let me get him out. But
yeah.
I guess, I mean, Joe Maddon's also just been, he's like a really good manager, so I guess he knows what he's doing, but.
Mm-hmm, yeah. So, Corey Seager is a good hitter. I'm trying to find I'm getting his stats pulled up right now. But he's a former Dodger. Tell us, since you're a Dodgers fan, tell us about Corey Seager and what he did for the Dodgers.
Yeah, he wasn't here for like super duper long. I think he debuted in like 2015, but He was pretty productive. I know he won 2016 Rookie of the Year.
Yes, he did.
Maybe not an MVP candidate, but pretty good. He was one of those surprisingly tall shortstops, like Troy Tulowitzki. I think he's like 6'2", 6'3". Usually not the regular height for a shortstop, but
yeah,
he made it work. And then, of course, 2021 we brought in Trey Turner, and then we had him play second base, so we had Corey Seager, but I don't know, he was a little too injury prone. I think Trey Turner's going to be overall a better fit, because of course in 2018 he missed like the entire season due to Tommy John, so we didn't have him for too long, and then 2021 he was injured for a lot of the season. But
so, I'm looking at Corey Seager's stats as of right now. Well, in 2016, he batted .308, 26 home runs, and 72 RBIs. That was his Rookie of the Year season. He came in third in MVP votings, and he was a very solid player for the Dodgers. I mean, anytime you bat .300, you're solid. He's also, in 2020, he batted .307. 2021, he batted .306. I think a home runs and maybe the RBIs are the only thing that aren't great. But, I mean, for Corey Seager, does he normally bat second, maybe third? Because he doesn't have that much RBIs with a high average.
Yeah, I think he bats, like, second or third.
Yeah, so that's probably why.
Pretty high up there.
Yeah, that's probably why he doesn't have that much RBIs and stuff. But
yeah,
Corey Seager is a solid player. I think that's maybe why the Angels were risking that. But I can think of many times amazing players. Guerrero, Tatis Jr. has hit into a game-ending. Well, maybe not a game-ending, but yeah, an inning-ending double play just to fly out or ground out. I mean, you have to take those risks if you want to win. That's just the game of life.
Yeah.
So, Corey Seager, decent player. That's kind of a highlight of what happened. But
yeah, I think he's good, but he's not get intentionally walked with the bases loaded. Good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Is Barry Bonds
especially this early into the season?
Exactly. Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah. So let's talk about Shohei Ohtani. In my opinion, he is the most overrated player. He did hit a home run. I wanted you guys to listen to it, but unfortunately it's not working. So boo-hoo. But Shohei Ohtani had a excellent year last year, and you tell him about his year last year and what are your thoughts on Ohtani last year?
Yeah, you know, last year, of course, he won unanimous MVP, but he did like surprisingly good that season. But I think I don't really like him personally. I don't think he's gonna win MVP this year. Of course, it's pretty early in the season, but I think if he can replicate that season, it's gonna be amazing. But if you can pitch that good and hit that well for two straight seasons without getting tired, I think then you deserve MVP. But I don't really think he's going to be able to do that.
And why do you think that?
Well, just because he's playing almost every day. Of course, with the universal DH now, he can go play in interleague in like National League stadiums, but I feel like eventually it's got to catch up with him. Like he's gonna run out of energy to play with.
Mm-hmm.
You know, yep. or eventually he's got to get hurt or something.
Exactly. Yeah. So he's played in 2018. He won Rookie of the Year 2018. He hit 22 home runs and 61 RBIs. But if you guys aren't somehow familiar, with Shohei Ohtani, he can pitch. He's an excellent pitcher. He was actually a great pitcher. He was
really good.
He was a very solid pitcher. He actually had a couple Cy Young votes. But he's in 18, 19, and 20, he's hit almost 20 home runs every single year. He's had around 60 RBIs. I mean, I'm not counting 2020. But he's also had 100 strikeouts every time. He batted 285 and 286. And then in 2021, he just like flipped a switch or something. He hit 46 home runs, 100 RBIs, and batted 257, and had 8 triples, played 155 games, and did not even get hurt, and had very, very little breaks. He hit the second most home runs of an MLB that year, and he hit the most home runs as a Japanese player, I believe, as well.
Ever?
Yeah. So what do you think about Shohei Ohtani? Kind of already told me your thoughts, but in depth, how do you think he will do in the future, and will he do good for the Angels, I guess?
Of course, like I said, he like did really good, but I do not think it's going to be sustainable.
Yeah.
Just like at all. I think he's going to run out of energy, or his body. He's going to overwork his body to some capacity, and then he's going to hurt himself. And he's just going to have to learn that he has to slow down from there. But
yeah. Well, Shohei Ohtani is on the MLB Show 22 cover, so he has to be good this year. I'll tell you that right now, right?
I guess he does have to be good. If he isn't good, then that's just really bad. Because then that would have been two straight MLB The Show cover guys who didn't win the MVP. Who was the cover guy in 2019?
Oh, boy. I think it might have been, was it either Judge or Lindor? I think.
Okay.
So,
yeah.
Let's see. So that we covered Ohtani, some Corey Seager stuff. Let's see if there's anything else. So how about Miguel Cabrera? How about this? How about Miguel Cabrera, a Tigers player? He had his 2,995th career hit and 599th double to actually end up winning the game. But what are your thoughts on Miguel Cabrera? We'll go more in depth on how old is he, can he keep up his good work. But just tell us, what are your thoughts on Miguel Cabrera? Or do you think he'll be good?
Yeah, I mean, of course, Miggy, he was really good. I think 2012, 2013, he won back-to-back MVPs with that I think it was 2013 Triple Crown, which you just don't really do unless you're Miggy in 2013. But he's really good for the Tigers and of course for the Marlins in there. I think it was 2003 World
Yep,
Series run.
2003 to 2007, he played with them.
Yeah,
So,
so that was pretty insane.
phenomenal stats. I mean, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15 years in a row, he won MVP. And was an
Did you
all-star
say
almost every year. Oh, no,
four to
he didn't
ten?
win MVP, but he was an MVP candidate every single year.
Yeah.
He won it twice. He was in the All-Star, 10 times out of that.
Yeah.
So he's, without a doubt, a very solid player. He's hit 44 home runs 1 year. He also batted 333 that year. He's hit 348 batting average once. He's hit. I'm looking at his stats. You should maybe pull up his stats so you could talk more about him. I don't want to talk too much. I want you to talk about him. But the
Yeah.
last, what? One, 4 or 5 years, he has not been great. I mean, not good, but not bad. He has not b been an all-star in the past 5 years, and he's not got any MVP votings. So, I mean,
Yeah.
what do you think he can sustain? Do you think he can hit? He probably will hit 3,000 hits, but what do you think about him?
I think, of course, like Father Time is catching up to him. I'd probably give him 1 to 2 more years to play, but I think he could be above replacement level, but not anything like what he used to be. Maybe like 10%, maybe like a 110 OPS plus, but I don't think it's going to be anything outstanding, really.
So, 2-time MVP, 11-time All-Star, 7-time Silver
Yeah.
Slugger, a Triple Crown winner, 203 World Series guy, and a 4-time batting title.
Yeah.
And will the Tigers be good this year?
I think they might be one of those guys that are in the chase, kind of like the last year's Mariners or like the Reds, but I don't think they're gonna end up making it. I think it's gonna be somewhat close, but I don't think they're gonna make it.
So the player that r extremely reminds me of Miguel Cabrera, same batting stance, same swing form, roughly same statistics, is Albert Pujols. How was he with the
Yeah.
Dodgers? Honestly, I mean, we'll talk more about him reuniting with the Cardinals, but how was he? And do you think he? What do you think about him?
I think at this point in his career, his experience is better than like more of his production, because there's a lot of first basemen that are better than him. He like his all those ankle surgeries when he was on the ang when he was on the Angels, and all those leg surgeries, they all like make him almost useless on the base paths. But and his defense is declining a bit. But I think his experience, because he's in like what now, season tw number 22. I think his experience is really good for helping a little like the younger guys and like newer people, and just being a really uplifting teammate, which is all you really want to see in a guy. If he's not going to be productive, if he's not going to be producing that much.
He spent 12 years with the Cardinals and then 11 years, or no, 8 years with the
Angels.
Angels, and then 1 year with the Dodgers, and then back with the Cardinals. I just love that he's back with the Cardinals.
Oh yeah,
So you,
that was a pretty sweet move by him.
it yeah it
Pretty
was.
smart.
He was a free agent, and he's good enough where I think he'll be playing. I think this is the last year in MLB, but I still think if he wanted to go another year, I think people would pick him up. I mean, he's good enough to the extent where he can still hit home runs for you. I mean, he hit seven. He hit 29 last year, which isn't bad. He hit 62 RBIs. So I mean, that's not bad. Any team will take that, especially if you'll get him for cheap. So Maybe they'll get him. I mean, he's better than Miguel Cabrera overall. Three-time MVP, 10-time All-Star, Rookie of the Year winner, 2-time World Series, 2-time Gold Glove winner, 6-time Silver Slugger, batting title winner, NLCS MVP. So, will he be good this year, though?
I think he could put up similar stats to last year. But yeah, I think the universal DH does really help him out, though, because he can't... I mean, he's an okay defender at first base, but he's not really a great defender. So I think if he has to step in the box every once in a while and just take a couple of hacks and then go back to sitting down, it's going to be really good for his health and for his body, so he can extend his... just like the rest of his season, so he doesn't get hurt or anything.
Mm-hmm. Let's see what else has been going on. Anything that eye-popping before we talk about statistics and stuff like that?
Stephen Kwan.
Okay.
That guy just decided, you know what, I'm going to come to the major leagues and I'm going to make it look easy.
I'm pulling up his stats right now. Talk about him while I'm pulling up his stats, please.
I don't know how many balls there were, how many pitches he got thrown, like some like 130 pitches before he swung and missed. How do you do that? How do you take that many pitches and then not swing and miss at one of them?
True. So,
and then like insane on base percentage and all that, of course.
He's batting .560 as of right now. He's reached base. Yeah. He reached base 15 times in a row with no strikeouts and not a single swing and miss. He had a 3 RBI triple. He had a 5 hit game twice, a 4 hit game once or twice as well. Here I'm gonna have this video on so that people listening can hear it real fast. I don't know if you will be able to though, but I'll tell you when it's done if you can't hear it.
Alright.
Steven. That was a walk.
Yeah, it's loud.
Another walk. I thought that would have announcers in it, but it didn't.
No announcers.
But Stephen Kwan is phenomenal. So he actually struck out the first time against the Reds, Nick Lodolo. But he's a solid player. Will he stay good, though? I can't see him staying good just because every Japanese player starts out like this. And I mean everyone. Hoy Park, Susugo, Ohtani started out amazing. Every single player started out good. He's a rookie outfielder. He did the unthinkable. He swung at a pitch and missed once. But, yeah, 116 pitches before Stephen Kwan had a first miss, swing and miss.
That's crazy, man.
Yeah, so he actually went... Oh, he went 0 for 4 yesterday. I did not see that. But he has reached base 19 at his first 29 plate appearances with 8 walks, 3 extra base hits, and just 1 strikeout. It took 116 pitches for him to record his first swing and miss.
He could be the next Juan Soto, which I would really love to see.
He could.
Because guys like that are entertaining to me.
Yeah, definitely.
My type of guys are guys that can get on base a lot and guys that are really, really fast.
Yeah,
just fun to watch.
Yep, and he went to Oregon State in college. He batted .329 there, and had tons of walks and very little strikeouts. So that's probably what he's putting into the MLB here.
Yeah, that's good. That's good to hear because it could be telling of his future.
Mm-hmm. So lastly, before we get into a little more, the player who I think could be the best in the MLB, Brian Buxton. Or Byron Buxton. He got hurt again. So he got hurt last year, broke his thumb, and then his very first game back, he broke his pinky. He broke something his very, very, very first game back. So he just gets hurt a lot. He's gonna have knee surgery, I think, and this week. But he gets hurt every single game, it seems like, honestly. So, Brian Buxton, solid outfielder, amazing outfielder, actually. Just tell us what you know about Byron Buxton.
Yeah, I mean, Byron Buxton is just like one of those guys, like in basketball, like Anthony Davis, because they could be a top three, maybe best player in the league if they could stay healthy for more than like 10 games. Because he has that elite speed, and he can hit good too, because a lot of good speed guys aren't good hitters. And a lot of good hitters aren't good speed guys. But if you can be both, then you're gonna be really elite because you can steal a lot of bases, hit a lot of home runs, stretch a lot of singles into doubles, a lot of doubles into triples, a couple triples into inside the parkers, but
Yeah, so I'm a and he can field the ball. I mean, he literally can do everything. So he's
yeah.
amazing. I mean, when he was healthy from 21, he batted 306 with 19 home runs, but in only 60 games. So I mean, those stats are great, crazy in 60 games. 19 dingers, 306, 306, 358, 647. So solid player. But he has gotten hurt
Wait,
again.
did you say he had a 647 slugging percentage?
Yeah.
That's insane, bro.
Yeah. So,
You just don't do things like that anymore.
yeah, he's very, very solid. Anything else? I'm trying to see. There could possibly be a six starter strategy for the Toronto Blue Jays. Ross Stripling might start for them, adding a
Yeah.
sixth. This was kind of an unexpected podcast, wasn't it? But
A little bit.
yeah, let's head into statistics. So if you have your MLB app there, Campbell, go to stats, and I don't know, maybe we should do this weekly, is just tell everyone the average leaders, the home run leaders, and just kind of walk through all those stuff, pitching leaders, and maybe the guy with the most errors.
Yeah.
So the guy with the most average right now is Jeemon Choi for the Tampa Bay Rays, batting 526. Tell us what you
Yeah.
know about him,
Wow.
if you do. Former Red, I believe.
I think he might have been, yeah.
Yeah. What do you know about him? Can he? Will he still bat 526 in 160 games? No. But will he win
No.
the batting title or the highest average this year?
I don't think Choi's gonna win it. I think this is just, of course, like early in the season and everything. I think that the batting title, I'm calling it batting title, is going to Tim Anderson.
Oh, okay. Little too early to tell predictions. That's what we should call the podcast today.
Yeah, I don't even know how many games in we are, but
Think we're in eight, I believe.
yeah.
So, Jeemon Choi, solid player. Vladimir Guerrero, first in home runs with five.
Yeah, it's like a 300 game.
I had Guerrero winning and coming third in MVP, but having most home runs with like 49. So, will Guerrero stay good and be good?
I think Guerrero could win the MVP this season.
Okay.
I have my top three as Vladdy, Judge, and Ohtani.
Okay. Yeah, Judge might not be with the Yankees next year too.
Yeah, that I would hate to see, but
Yeah. And let's just talk about, before we go into RBIs, Seiya Suzuki for the Cubs. He's
Yeah,
gonna be
Seiya
the
Suzuki.
rookie. I voted him the rookie of the year, and I think he's gonna be outstanding. Are you familiar with this player, Campbell?
Seiya Suzuki, yeah.
Yeah. So will he be good?
Yeah, I don't know if rookie of the year, because there's like a lot of really good rookies. Actually, I guess most of the good rookies are in the AL. What's his name? Adley Rutsch. I know
Yeah.
that's the guy for the that's the other guy. Spencer Torkelson, that's what I mean.
Spencer Torkelson, yep.
And Stephen Kwan, just guys like that. I think Seiya could actually win the NL MVP.
Yeah, I was.
Not MVP, rookie of the year.
Yeah. I think O'Neal Cruz for the Pirates has a chance too, if he'll get in the 40-man roster soon. But Suzuki, for the record, he has the third most RBIs in MLB, and he is batting like 300 or 400 right now. So most RBIs is Jose Ramirez with 14. Solid player. I think we can all agree he's going to be good. And now, yeah. Go. You just tell us real quick, what do you think about Jose Ramirez?
I mean, he's really good. Probably top three third baseman right now. I wouldn't really care too much. I wouldn't look too much at his RBI because RBI more counts on like your team getting on base, but I still think that's really good and telling that he might have a good season. He could be a little bit more of those surprise MVP candidates or someone who ends up doing really good.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Of course, he already is good, but I think he could somehow, he could like burst out and be even better than what he was thought to be.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Let's see. Now pitching. ERA. Actually, no, stolen base real fast. Luis Robert and Miles Straw, the most stolen bases with 4. And that's all. Will Crow for the Pirates. Merrill Kelly for the Diamondbacks. Clayton Kershaw and Trevor Megill all have a earned run average of 0. And the guys, the Will Crow and Merrill Kelly are for the Diamondbacks and the Pirates. Those guys are predicted to have the worst pitching in baseball. I think we can all agree that won't keep up for them. But will Crow and Merrill Kelly at least be good this year?
I think that they're gonna end this season with like a 5 ERA. I think just because they've only gotten about one start, they're not gonna be. This is gonna be their one thing, and then they're gonna drop all the way.
Oh yeah,
One of the worst, one of the not as good in the league.
Well, it's lastly Carlos Rodon for the Giants is the most strikeouts with 21. I think he might be able to strike out the most in MLB this entire year. Well, who do you think is going to strike out the most in MLB this year?
I think Rodon could actually get it done with the top strikeouts. He's one of those really good guys that's a little bit underrated.
Mm-hmm.
Or Robbie Ray could follow it up with another really high strikeout season.
Yep. Anything else you want to share before we head out?
I guess maybe just really early MVP predictions and Cy Young, of course, for the AL. I already said Shohei Ohtani, Vladdy, and then Aaron Judge could be really good.
Yep.
With J-Ram coming in, what do you think?
Well, for MVP NL, I have Wander Franco, then I have Matt Olson and Austin Riley.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then AL, I can't remember what I went with. I think I went with Guerrero, I believe.
Yeah.
And then Ohtani, and then Ramirez, I think.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty good. What about NL?
That NL what? Cy Young? MVP. What?
NL MVP. Who do you think's winning NL?
I said I would say Austin Riley, I think.
Yeah, that's good. Personally, I'm thinking maybe Trey Turner. If he follows up his season, I think if he gets a couple more home runs, steals a couple more bases, he could be up there.
Mm-hmm, he could.
Austin Riley's good. I think Acuna... maybe Mookie Betts, probably not.
Yeah, probably not, but he has a shot.
He's decent. Maybe Harper might be able to repeat, but I just don't think that's going to happen.
Yeah.
He's good, but
mm-hmm.
I think he was really good last season, but I think he only won because all the other guys got hurt.
Yeah. I think the Mets have easily the best rotation in baseball with DeGrom and Scherzer. So I think those guys could possibly be MVP candidates anyway.
Yeah.
And they got Chris Bassett and Trevor Megill. So those are solid, solid players.
Yeah, those are really good. A lot of Mets fans are saying that Tyler Megill might be the next Jacob DeGrom, which would be really good because the next Jacob DeGrom, the actual Jacob DeGrom is already on your team. So if you can have two Jacob DeGroms on one team, that's just like... So too good.
Cy Young winners for AL. Well, Cy Young winners for NL, I think, will be... Oh, God. I had it. I wrote it down. Can I remember it? No.
I think... I'm thinking, like, Scherzer and DeGrom. If DeGrom... Of course, DeGrom got hurt for a little bit.
If DeGrom's healthy, DeGrom he'll win. If DeGrom's healthy, yeah, if he'll DeGrom win.
If he doesn't get hurt, he wins.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. For sure.
Easy.
Yeah.
Just, like, a lot of the Mets guys could do good.
Yes.
Zach Wheeler...
He could. He does. Definitely has a chance. Yep.
Of course. We only got one little glimpse into Clayton Kershaw. But if he could stay like how he was, bro, he might just win his fourth Cy Young.
Yeah, oh my gosh, that's another guy. He's like 1,000 years old, and he's still like MVP candidate every single year and an All Star every single year. It's crazy.
Yeah.
How long has he played?
Yeah, like 2019 to 2020, he had really good years. I think he's in like his 11th or 12th season already.
I think it's more than that. I don't know. I'm checking right now. He has played 15 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
And, I mean, he's still... I mean, he had 20 wins last year. 19 wins. Mm-hmm. High war. He had a... Where's the war? I just saw it, now I lost it. But he had a really good war. 300 strikeouts 1 year. Holy smokes. He had 21 wins 1 year. He went Arizona for 2 years. Then he went to Detroit for 5. And then Nationals for 7. Mets for 1 so far. And Dodgers, they had them for 1 year.
Yeah.
So, how was he with the Dodgers?
I'm gonna be honest, I totally spaced out for a second there. Who are you talking about?
Max Scherzer.
Oh, yeah, he was pretty goated. I don't think he lost a game with the Dodgers until the postseason because his arm was dead. Which isn't always good to hear when you're in the postseason and you have like 3 qualified starters because all the rest of them are either hurt or had some legal issues. Cough, cough, Trevor Bauer.
Yeah, uh-huh. Well, anything, I know I said this like 1,000 times, but anything else you want to add before we get out of your hair?
I think that's it. Maybe like some playoff predictions?
Totally, yeah. So I've told you people this, Dodgers and Red Sox, Dodgers and White Sox in the World Series. I have Dodgers winning. I have, I'll break down the standings. So I have the Cardinals winning their division. I have the Mets winning their division. I have the Dodgers winning the West, the Blue Jays winning the East, the White Sox winning the AL Central, and the Mariners winning the AL West.
So yeah, I think the Mariners could be one of those really good teams. I think they could either win their division, or maybe just make wild card, which would be great just to see the Mariners back in the playoffs, because they're one of those really fun teams. They have a really nice stadium, and it'd be good for those Mariners fans who just suffered so much disappointment.
Oh my gosh.
One, because the Mariners haven't been good, and 2, because they live in Seattle and it's gloomy all the time. It's just like England. And nobody likes England.
And they haven't made the playoffs in like 29 years.
Yeah.
And I'm not making up that stat. That's like I think it's 27, 28, or 29, something like that.
No, it's like 20 years. It's since 2001, because in 2001 they totally didn't tie the win record and then like lose in the first round to some random team.
Probably some wild card winner that had like 60 wins.
Probably. Just like the 2021 Braves. They were terrible in the regular season and just turned it on in the postseason.
Remember, we were talking about how much the Braves suck. Remember, we were saying you guys are going to...
I thought the Braves were going to be terrible, bro.
Yeah, yeah.
Then Eddie Rosario.
Yeah, my gosh, it was crazy.
I did not think that was possible at all.
Yeah, same. That I think every single person in MLB did not guess that. I mean, I can almost guarantee that.
Uh-huh. I think if our guys' arms weren't dead, if we had one more starting pitcher, we could have won.
The Dodgers?
Uh-huh. Yeah. If we had a starting pitcher and Max Muncy, we were winning.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. We've had a lot of Dodgers fans in this podcast before. I don't know if you listened to episode 26, but that was a Dodgers fan as well. Let's see. I think that the Astros do good. I mean, they lost Carrera. In my opinion, I don't think they're going to do good because I don't think they're going to have that fight in them they had anymore. You know, they've made the playoffs like 6 years, 5 years in a row, and they've been in the World Series like 3 times. But in my opinion, after losing Correa and not winning the World Series and getting cheated on and no one likes you, I wouldn't have that fight in my stomach anymore. And I don't think they're going to do that good this year.
I think they're going to win their division, but I doubt that they're making it to the World Series. So, I feel like they're going to make the ALCS again, or maybe lose in the ALDS and then just kind of be done from there.
Yeah. So you think the Astros are going to be better than the Mariners then?
Yes.
Okay. And I think we all kind of forget about the Rangers. They got Marcus Semien and Corey Seager and John Gray. So
I think I'd give the Rangers one more season.
Okay, yeah, that's fair. I don't think this is their year. I think they might, that's a big might, make a playoffs because there's a lot of good teams out there right now. But I think next year could be their year for sure.
Yeah, I think that just like the whole AL playoffs is so very contested. Mm-hmm. I really think that you can't be like a slightly better than average team and make the playoffs. I think you have to be an amazing team, like the Blue Jays or the Mariners last year, how they were really, really good and they still couldn't make the World Series. I mean, the postseason.
Yeah, it was crazy. They had, 92, 93 wins last year. No postseason for the Mariners. 92?
Yeah.
Dang.
Just insane.
Yeah. Well, the Mets are looking like the best team in MLB right now. 6-2 with a plus 22 run differential.
Yeah, I think if the Mets can finally find out how to hit the baseball, they're going to be good. Of course, the pitching is already there. It's just that the one thing that's plagued the Mets forever is their hitting, because no Mets team has ever been able to hit except for like 86 Mets when they won the World Series.
Yeah, that's on point right there, absolutely. And I think the NL East is going to be phenomenal. Mets, I predicted, you got the Mets, the Braves, the Nationals, Marlins, and the Phillies in there. And I think the Nationals could win 70 wins, 73 wins, and they'll be last place. I mean, that means it's a good division, you know?
Yeah, I think the Nats just lost too many of their good players to be like a great team, like back in like 2015 to like 2017, where they'd make the playoffs every once in a while. But I still think that they could be really good.
They could. Mm-hmm.
Who did they lose? They lost Max Scherzer, Trey Turner. The guys have just regressed. They lost Adam Eaton, Anthony Rendon. All they really have is what's his name? They lost Zimmerman. So now they have is like Soto,
Nelson Cruz, and then Kelbert Ruiz, and then Patrick Corbin.
And then that pitcher.
Patrick Corbin.
No, the starter. I don't remember what his name is.
Well, Patrick Corbin's a starter, and he's a start, and he's a lefty.
Not Patrick Corbin. He got drafted.
Oh, Josiah Gray. Josiah Gray.
Right. No, not Josiah Gray.
Wow, okay, maybe the Nationals.
By the Dodgers. It'll come to me.
Josiah Gray used to be with the Dodgers.
Strasburg.
Stephen Strasburg.
Strasburg is,
yeah.
Yeah.
I think he has Tommy John. He has Tommy John surgery, I think, this year, so I don't know if he'll be able to play. I'm not for sure on that. I've not heard anything on Stephen Strasburg at all this year, so I have no idea what's going on with him.
Yeah.
I know last year he had Tommy John, I believe.
Uh-huh. Yeah, 2019 World Series MVP.
Yes, sir. Well, I believe that's it, Campbell Famble.
Alrighty.
Well, I might have you on again. Thank you for letting me have you on.
Hey, no problem. It was my pleasure.
Let's go, bro. Awesome. Well, All those people listening all the way from CDA Baseball, please share it, because we have very, 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 very little listeners, and that means you too, Campbell.
I'll text people.
Okay, and thank you for listening. Take some other listens, and adios, amigos.
Adios.